Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and the king of the multiverse, Rich Stambolian.
I am the king of the multiverse, and keep in mind that I have traveled oceans of time to find you.
Okay, I was talking to my wife about this. My wife, I can't not do it.
You can't not do it.
It's like, once you hear somebody do it once, it's stuck. Mm-hmm. If you could go back to any era to live a weekend, right? Mm-hmm. You get to pick a time frame in history, any time frame in history. You get to go back for 1 week. And you get to take back all, and you go there with all the knowledge that you possess, and you could come back with the knowledge that you get from that time.
Okay.
What era do you go to?
I'm going to preface this answer by, am I protected from murder?
Like witches?
Like anything.
Like someone's going to think you're a warlock?
Disease?
No. There's no protection.
Really?
You're dropped in that time frame.
I don't know. You know, that's like past era.
Past era.
1 week.
Yeah, you can't go in the future. You go in the past.
There's two. One, I would love to have been around, not during the Dark Ages, but like definitely in Scotland at some point, you know, where everything was just lush and beautiful.
Okay.
And have like a little hobbit house somewhere.
Okay, like in the Middle Ages?
Yeah, something like that. And the other one is colonial times, just to see what Manhattan Island looked like before it was covered in buildings and brutal architecture.
Yeah.
You know?
Very nice. What time frame?
I don't know. You know what? Like, I want to say like right after the
The Dutch arrived?
No. Like right after the American Revolution, right after we win the independence.
Okay.
Like the first.
Like everybody's very high on USA. Okay.
Like the George Washington presidency. We beat the British. Like we're all cool. And I just want to see like that stuff unfold. You know. Also, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the Jesus stuff. So. A lot of
Want to go back to Jesus?
Yeah, like that era.
Like that era.
You know?
Okay.
But again, I feel like I wouldn't. People always say, I was born too late or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, I would love to go back to the Old West.
I was born too soon.
I would love to go back to the Old West.
Okay.
I'd get murdered. Everybody would get murdered everywhere.
Yeah.
What about you?
Like, first of all, I love that we're doing the Joe Rogan experience right now. Do you want to get my Joe Rogan impersonation?
Yes, go.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
Hey, Jamie, you want to give me my alpha brain?
Oh, boy.
I've been doing that all morning randomly to people.
Give me the alpha brain.
Hey, Jamie. I said this to Jess last night. I would probably want to go back to like 1910s New York to see what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to live like a week in like hippie 60s.
I think you'd survive better in hippie 60s. If you showed up in 1910 New York.
Oh, they're hanging me.
You'd
by my ankles.
No, you'd immediately be put to work in a mine.
Like what is he? What are you? What am I? Yeah, I'm definitely working on like the railroad, or they're putting me in a mine.
You're getting put in a mine.
Yeah. So that's I always think about that. What era would I go back to?
Yeah, same here.
Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling and time travel. I'm Andrew Zarian, of course, and Rich is with me every single week. We do the show 10:30 East every week on Thursdays, generally every week on Thursdays. We're also doing a whole bunch of other stuff like we're on Twitch right now on the F4W page. I'm hosting Wrestling Observer Live on Sundays. We're doing an hour to 2 hours, depending on the week. Also, we're Live Pal. Rich is doing Behind the Counter 2.0 and your film podcast.
Yes, Film Class Zeros with my buddy Alex. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're very busy. And this is a morning show. We're going to get wacky on this morning show. We're going to be taking your phone calls, and we're going to have bizarre celebrity guests and do blind item celebrity gossip stories here. Chauncey Hayden calling in with his blind item.
We have to fill up 10 hours every day.
That's what Dave told me.
He was like, you
people don't believe me also. I've been telling people this, that Dave made me, like when you meet Dave Meltzer for the first time, you got to kiss his bicep and he just pumps it really hard like this and you just kiss the bicep. Nobody believes me that this is a fact.
He also...
Ask Brian Alvarez.
He also quickly, after he shakes your hand, he quickly pulls you in, takes out a little dagger and cuts you on the wrist.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you get initiated. That's when you know you've been Meltzered. So listen, a lot going on here in wrestling. What a week it was. Obviously, we had Full Gear on Sunday, fantastic pay-per-view. We're going to talk about some of the early buy rate numbers that are coming in. Very surprised. I think a lot of people were very surprised by this. There was a lot of people online that were going based on the Google trends and predicting that this may be the lowest ordered AEW. I have no idea where people got that from. But the pay-per-view did very well. We'll go into that, obviously. And going into Bryan Danielson as a number one contender, Britt Baker. There's a lot of moving parts here. Well, let's begin with Saturday, I should say. Full Gear, I don't want to do a whole recap. I've done it like 15 times. You guys have heard us do a recap. We've done a post show. I talked about an Observe Alive. I talked about it on We're Live, Pal. Mm-hmm. I am all full geared out, but...
You burnt out on full gear?
A lot of the fallout is fascinating from this. So, for a couple of weeks now, we've been talking about how Kenny Omega's shoulders are really bad. He also has a hernia injury. Yeah. A really bad hernia injury. They set it up where he's going away for a little bit, right?
Did you watch his chiropractor video?
Can I tell you, that guy, that chiropractor, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Okay? I've seen some of his videos.
I don't know him.
Have you seen his videos?
No.
He's very, like...
He's aggressive.
Well, the whole, like, thing is, like, very clickbaity with, like, the hot models.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's, like, an ass, and it's, like, he's, like, cracking her, but, like, his hands are, like, on her ass. So, like, listen, I'm not saying anything nefarious is going on, but he's very smart with the way he's doing his clickbait. And Kenny went to him. So, apparently, he's a very good chiropractor.
Yeah.
Kenny looked like he was miserable in that entire video, getting his back, like, his neck fixed.
Yeah.
And you could just see how... Like, I got back problems.
Yeah.
You kind of seize up like this.
Yeah. When,
like, just to prevent the pain. And that's how he was the entire video. And I watched that right before Full Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it with Jess. Is also, who is Jess to me? Jess is.
Your wife.
Thank you. and she was like, oh, yeah, like, he's suffering here. Mm-hmm. So we find out, you know, and Dave on Wrestling Observer Live with me mentioned this, and I think we've mentioned it. It's been not a secret, like a really well kept secret, but a lot of people knew that this was the moment he would take some time off. Obviously, originally the plan was for All Out for this title swap to happen. They didn't do it, obviously, for Hangman's wife was pregnant, then due any day, and they thought let's delay it, which I think was a great thing that they did. Because it made more sense on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would have... That All Out show was so packed, it didn't need that match. And I think Christian and Kenny did a decent job at as a filler match. You know,
Yeah, for sure.
So we now have Adam Page, the AEW World Champion.
Well-deserved.
Kenny is gone. He's going away. They teased an Adam Cole thing. Very... Very, like, it reminded me of Sean going away.
It's very subtle.
Very subtly done, right?
Well, because also, in not to skip ahead, but on Dynamite last night, Kenny goes, I didn't watch it back. He didn't watch the match back, which means he didn't see the Bucks not help him.
Oh, he didn't watch it back. Oh, right. Interesting. So now that he has time off.
So it's kind of that weird setup. And also, like, he cut off Adam Cole on last night's promo also. So very interesting, you know? And I do like how... Since the inception of all these dudes in wrestling, at one point, they all get very sneaky with each other. Like kayfabe style.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought that was really cool how they did it. But Kenny's going away, and he's going to be gone for a little bit. So I asked around about this.
Cool.
There's no set time frame, right? Because they don't know what they're going to have to fix. Mm-hmm. So until they go in. But the smart bet is, I wouldn't imagine, you're not going to see him wrestle till February-ish.
I would say like a couple of months at least, right? Because, you know, he seems like the type of guy that if you give him like a month off, he'll come back like way better than ever.
No, he needs more than, he needs a couple of months.
But you know what I'm saying.
Because like, the hernia is bad.
Yeah.
That's very painful. And the shoulders are really painful. If he has to get surgery, they won't know until the surgery's done. But I think this is good. This is a great time for him to go away. They've kind of set up so many different pieces where Kenny Omega does not need to be on TV every week.
Right.
Kenny Omega doesn't need to be there right now because you have, Danielson, Punk.
A lot of guys.
Hangman. So there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Everybody. Also, guys, feel free to super chat us. We're going to take your questions at the end of the show. Thank you very much for the couple of guys who already did it. You can super chat us any amount. We'll take your questions first. And then, you know, we're going to do a nice Q&A at the end.
Yes. So, Full Gear Aftermath, obviously, Britt Baker retained, Lucha Bros retained, Danielson is the number one contender, Adam Page is the world champion.
Every match was fantastic.
Every match was fantastic. That I really want to see what Dave did to start writing, because we were talking about that, and he mentioned that he had 8 matches that were 4+.
Wow.
And
out of 10 matches on the card.
I don't know if I had 4 matches, but 8 matches, but I got to tell you, man, it was freaking fantastic.
Can I ask you something?
Show. Yeah.
Is Dave going to give you the star power?
I need to talk to him about that.
Yeah?
But it's like a whole like thing that we do.
Can you say, like, listen, I don't want your stars, but something else.
You're in cloaks.
Oh, you, what are you guys, like, okay. Like druids?
And you just touch your hands.
Oh, boy.
And he passes the power. That's how Brian got the Observer show.
Oh, yeah.
Brian's been initiated in. I'm just waiting for my turn now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very spooky. Very, very spooky.
It sounds very spooky. It's like...
Yeah. Let's go into Dynamite, and then we'll go into NXT and everything else happening. Survivor Series, please. Obviously. Big news at the end. I'll save it there. Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and Adam Cole opened up the show. This was his send-off. He needs more time to go, you know, to heal up, and he needs some time to reflect. He said he hadn't seen a match, like you said, so he didn't see the Bucks not helping him, but he will see it. Right?
Yeah. He will also have the Hangman Page Championship Celebration, which I enjoyed. Bryan Danielson comes out. This dude...
so good.
He can... it's a rare talent where you can go from the most beloved persona in wrestling to the most vile in an instant.
In an instant, yeah.
When was the last time you heard him get such natural boos? Was it the vegan stuff with the belt?
Probably the vegan stuff. So, you know, what's funny is that he came out... no one contended. By the way, Moxley was supposed to be in the spot. Moxley was winning this tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could kind of see with the setup, you know, Moxley was having a character shift.
Right.
And this would have been his heel turn.
Right, right, right.
It would have culminated at this pay-per-view where he turned. And I guess they would have, I don't know how the match was going to end, but I guess he would have turned fully during the match, come out, cut the promo on Hangman, cut a similar heel promo on Hangman. Mm-hmm. You could have even done the same exact promo.
Exactly.
Where he was, when he won the title in WWE and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Danielson did a great job filling that spot. And he got booed for WrestleMania.
Name dropping WrestleMania. This guy gets booed out of the building. And also, like, he got booed almost the entirety of that Evil Uno match, man. Like, hardcore, angry wrestler Daniel Bryan is where the money is.
Yeah, I always like him as a heel. He's a fantastic heel.
Yes.
I just, like, selfishly, I like seeing him as a babyface, you know?
Well, this also, like, heel Daniel Bryan and the possibility of heel CM Punk teaming up to be, like, the most dominant vile tag team makes me very giddy.
Interesting. I'm almost certain we're going to see that tag team in AEW.
I think it has to happen.
It has to happen.
Put the belts on him.
Well, even you could do, like, that's the beginning of their story. Because we've never seen that match, like, done right.
Properly. Right.
It wasn't title versus title, but they were both the champions, and they faced each other at one point. Year was that? 2012, 2011?
I want to say it was 2012, 2011 at, like, Fastlane.
It was
something.
I don't know what it was like. And I thought the match was great, but there was nothing at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wondering, like, okay, you finally got to see this happen, and it wasn't, you know, fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, it was great for what it was, but now you get to see, like, a very different version of it, and I think people are going to be excited
for sure.
Danielson defeated Evil Uno, and then we got Tomohiro Ishii, right?
So effing good.
The crowd really didn't know much about him. I think if they were at, like, a pay-per-view crowd or they were, like, in a major market crowd, I think it would have been a very different reaction. But he won them over by the end of the match, which was really cool to see. Orange Cassidy and Tomohiro Ishii with best friends Rocky Romero, friend of the show, defeated The Butcher and The Blade with Matt Hardy and The Bunny. What did you think of this?
Fun match. I loved seeing Ishii. I feel, you know how we always talk about how Bobby Lashley is from, like, a planet of stone men?
Yes.
I think Tomohiro Ishii is from another dimension of ass-kicking stone men.
You think they're, like, rival, like, tribes?
I think
on the
they're rival interdimensional beings. And, you know, Ishii's nuts, man. That guy's so great.
He looked great, but you know what's fascinating? Like, on New Japan TV, he looks so much bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, listen, he wasn't in the ring with, like, I mean, I guess the...
Butcher's a big dude.
Butcher and Blade are both tall guys.
Yeah.
But he looked smaller compared to them, and he has that, like, stiffness now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like it's the style that they wrestle. Like, Muda has the same stiffness, you know? Like, a lot... Naito has, like, that stiffness also. I think it's just the style that kind of, after doing it so many years, that's what happens. But he looked fantastic, man. Really cool to see, and I like that they've adapted this New Japan thing. Very much like, you know, peak WCW, where you would randomly see, like, you know, Tenzan come out with the IWGP title, or Scott Norton,
Yeah.
As the IWGP champion.
This is the big tease for Okada, man. Like, how long are they going to tease this out?
This is going to go on for a while, and I don't think that they should give this away now. I think right now the story that they're doing, and we'll see it, is really that next generation of stars.
I agree with that.
MJF, Dante Martin, yes. The Acclaimed, I would add them in that.
Jungle Boy, Darby, Sammy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they have a couple more, obviously.
These really are
the pillars, and they're telling you they are.
Yes.
And you know who else? Daniel Garcia.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All right.
Very, very interesting
guy.
We'll talk
about in a little bit.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you think there's going to be some sort of AEW presence at Wrestle Kingdom?
That's a great question.
Did I melt your brain?
No, I don't want this to become like Andrew Zarian said that it's happening.
Okay.
I would say when I asked about this a few months ago, I was told that a lot of this depends on obviously the pandemic and obviously Japanese tourism and allowing talent to come in. I would say no now.
Okay.
But that's not a no. I can't predict how you know how this whole thing is going to go with opening up Japan and tourism coming in and people coming in. I don't know because they're being very conservative over there.
Yes.
With this, so I would say that if things were fine now, like if things were okay now, I would say that there's a tremendous chance.
Yes.
But I don't think there's going to be a lot of international travel to Japan this year.
That's an interesting. Again, if the travel stuff opens, I'm going to say not 100% yes, but I'm going to say yes because a lot of the guys on the AEW roster have that unfinished business in Japan.
Also, January 8th is a big show, and I don't think that they're going to be, you know, they want to...
That's right. Back and forth.
Battle of the belts. So that also plays a part in this, but I had heard so much a few months ago when, prior to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? Because they shut everything down around that. I don't know. I'm very good question, though.
What else do we have, Rich? Thanks, Andrew. So we also got Nyla Rose beating Hikaru Shida in the TBS Championship Tournament. That's a lot of fun. And then you got an MJF promo interrupted by CM Punk.
Yes.
Punk comes out.
But wait. Before that, MJF's whole thing is, my contract ends in 2 years.
Right.
You know, like, really well done.
Yes.
And think about it. You know, we heard the boos for WrestleMania, and we got the booze here too. And he's such a good heel to make you do. And you know what? I have to tell you, if he continues this and he does happen to jump, I think it's a great get for WWE.
That's hysterical.
Right?
It'd be funny if he was just like telling the truth.
I told you guys I'm leaving.
You know?
And he could cut this great promo about this second rate organization that doesn't deserve him because he's a star.
It's very good.
I mean, just think. I get it. It's a character, and some of it people take very personally.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so tribal, but what a fantastic story to be able to do.
That during that promo, I immediately thought of the pop he would get for a Royal Rumble.
Oh, if MJF came out?
Yeah. So, you know, Punk comes out. MJF takes a deep breath. He goes, nice to meet you, Maxwell, or whatever. Punk disparagingly looks at the handshake and walks away.
Great job.
Great job. Now, what's interesting is like folks on the socials were saying like, oh, this is genius because Eddie Kingston interrupts Punk. Punk takes that, gets so pissed off, and then they have this crazy fight.
Yeah.
Now Punk does the same thing to MJF.
Yeah. I think this is a great build if you want to wait till the January show. What are we, 6 weeks away?
Yeah.
Is it 6 weeks? No, more than that.
Do you think... Because people have been clamoring for MJF promo versus Punk promo.
That's why they didn't talk.
Do you think it's going to be the swerve of Punk doing that Jericho thing from a few years ago, not saying anything, and letting MJF run his mouth?
You know what? That would be great if they did that. I forgot they did that. That was Jericho's thing.
It was a few weeks of Jericho just showing up, shaking his head, and then leaving.
And people were so upset over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he debuted as like a fired up babyface and wouldn't say anything and just leave.
So
who did he feud with right after that?
I didn't want to say it was Punk.
Was it Punk? I think you're right. Yeah.
Leo Rush and Dante Martin versus the Acclaimed, Max Caster and Anthony Bones. This was a fun match.
Yeah, very fun match.
These guys are great. These guys are definitely like one of those AEW pillars, you know, all four of these guys, I think. I think Leo Rush has adapted extremely well. But the real story is Taz keeps trying to recruit Dante Martin for Team Taz.
Why don't you come join us?
I'm a businessman. You're a businessman. Let's all be businessmen on top of each other. Business. which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah, fantastic.
Team Taz, the Taz stuff hovers on the serious and the wacky.
Hook reminds me of Intern Deacon a little bit.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. And then main event, TNT Championship, Sam Rivera.
Jay Lethal. Yeah. Great you match. Made a big mistake of mentioning his name and the boss
saying Jay
attacked
Lethal.
You.
Saying, uh-oh.
Yeah, you said Jay Lethal, mm-hmm. and that was it. Fantastic match. Listen, Jay Lethal is a great pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He came up in an era that was really, like, WWE was so dominant with what they were doing. I think that they had offered him a couple times. Remember that there was a rumor that he may go to NXT at the peak of NXT to kind of another piece in that puzzle. I thought they had a fantastic main event match.
Oh, yeah.
Great highlight for Sammy again. And again, you could see, look how they're positioning people here, right? Everybody is positioned in a way that's mm-hmm. kind of making sense
yes.
for growth.
Absolutely.
In those characters. And they're... You know, one thing you gotta give Tony Khan credit to, I mean, there's many things, is that he's now, you know, year two. We've hit year two of this company. We've had 2 years of building your established talent.
Yes.
Now it's time to build everybody else.
Absolutely. He plays very well in the sandbox that he's building. You know?
I have to tell you that I'm enjoying the booking.
Same here.
AW Rampage lineup. Darby Allin versus Billy Gunn. I know yes. you're very excited about this.
Anything Billy Gunn, I get excited about.
Why did Billy's kid look at him and say, I like turtles, randomly? Because he looks like the turtle
he's
kid.
He's the turtle kid, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was, it was out of nowhere.
Great, it was great.
And it was done very well. So we're going to get a 18-foot Billy Gunn against a 4-foot Darby Allin.
Billy Gunn is essentially Galactus.
Yeah, he's transcended into something else. TBS Championship Tournament, Women's Tournament, Jade Cargill and Red Velvet, and mm-hmm. Jurassic Express versus Adam Cole and Bobby Fish.
Where's Marco?
I don't know where Marco
is. Is he hurt, or is he just...
No, I think...
Did Christian eat him?
Christian ate him. He consumed him. That's how he keeps his youth. And then we have AEW Dynamite on 11/24. By the way, this will most likely, next week's Dynamite will most likely be the lowest rated or lowest viewed Dynamite mm-hmm. of the year. We saw that last year. The last 2 years, it does terrible.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Eve is a huge night to go out for the youth. The Ute?
The Ute. It's the... It's
what
the,
it's is a Ute?
The biggest drinking night.
Biggest drinking night.
At least in the States, yeah. right?
I got into a lot of trouble one time when I was 21 years old. I took a beer bottle and I threw it
mm-hmm.
and it just so happened landed in front of a cop.
Ooh.
And you know what I did? I ran.
Did they catch you?
I ran for the... Yeah, they caught me and he said, don't ever do that again.
That's nice.
He liked the chase because I was like laughing. Like I was like, I was an asshole. Total asshole, like 20-year-old. Like I was yeah, like, yeah. I wasn't like laughing at him, but like I ran and I was like, okay, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't ever do that again. He goes, I have so much headaches today.
I got a quick funny story about that. I was in New Orleans a few years ago for a bachelor party. One of the guys we were with got into an argument with the cops and threw his beer can right in front of them, like slammed it to the ground. Me and my buddy were in the restaurant watching this happen, and we were like, yo, Benny's going to get shot right now. And all the cop did was, hey.
Can you chill?
Yeah. Can you chill out a minute? And sent him on his way. And I'm like, you know, these New Orleans guys probably have so much more to worry about than a drunk redneck throwing a bottle.
That's pretty much what they deal with regularly. Danielson versus Colt Cabana in Chicago next week. Okay, pretty cool.
Fun.
Okay. Which I think what they're doing now is that he's going to go through all of the Dark Order.
Yes.
That's the plan here. TBS Championship Tournament, Thunder Rosa and Jamie Hayter. Lucha
Great.
Brothers. Lucha Bros. Lucha Brothers.
Lucha Bros.
Cody mm-hmm. and Pac versus Andrade, Malakai Black, and FTR. Some of the rumors, what happened? Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
In that Lucha versus FTR match. That finish, remember we said it was wonky.
Yeah.
Well, it was wonky because who got knocked out? Who was the one that got knocked out?
Was it Dash or Dax?
Who got knocked out? Somebody in the chat room.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking the wrong dude. Did Pac get knocked out?
No. FTR got knocked. I can't remember. God, I'm so sorry. they got knocked out, and Dax got knocked out.
I was right.
And there was there's a story that there was a lot of heat
on him for getting knocked out.
No, not on him. on Lucha Bros, because they didn't check on him.
Okay.
Rey Fénix didn't check on him.
Mm.
So there was something. Listen, it happens. And, you know, I asked about this, and the answer was like, yeah, you listen, people were hot. Like, you normally check on the person, but you're in the moment. And sometimes, like, this, it's such a high stress thing, right? If you think about it, you're in this match. You need to do a phenomenal 5-star match. You know, that's what these guys' goal is. There's so many moving parts. There's time cues, there's spots. Sometimes you just lose your... You just get lost in a moment,
yeah.
And that's how it was described to me, that, you know, it's not good to do that, but you got lost in a moment. So I don't know if that's the excuse, if that's the reason. I have no idea, but that's what it was said to me.
All right.
You want to talk about NXT?
We'll do some NXT highlights.
Very low rated, lowest rated NXT.
Ever?
I believe so, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What was it competing with?
There was a lot of competition. There was a lot of sports on. So, but, you know, when I've spoken to those guys at NBC, they have always said that they're not disappointed in the ratings. They understand it's a new product and it's a rebuilding product, but they want to be in the sixes, like the mid sixes. They're comfortable there. This was 575 or 570 something. And we're starting to see maybe a little drop in this. So I don't know. Hopefully they'll rebound next week.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the that Steiner promo?
The Ciampa doing Steiner match?
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, like, I, as a fan, I'm like, oh man, the writing's on the wall for this guy's title run. Braun Breaker's definitely taking that belt at some point.
Why not just call him Braun Steiner? Why not just call him a Steiner at this point?
Well, why not call Joe Hennig and not Curtis Axel? You know, why not call Bray Wyatt Wyndham Rotunda?
But they never alluded that he was a Rotunda, right? They never did that he was a Wyndham or a Rotunda. It took Joe Hennig. It was Paul Heyman that brought up the fact that his father's a great, and then he became his father was a great IC champion, and when he had the IC run, so they don't acknowledge it when they change it, but all they're doing is acknowledging the Steiner stuff now.
What was
Rex Steiner? It's easy.
It is easy. What is what was Curtis Axel's first name? Was it like Sean McGillicuddy or Jet McGillicuddy or something like that?
It was McGillicuddy.
Yeah, and then they went to Curtis Axel. He's still around, right?
So after Kurt Hennig and Axel and Larry the Axe,
right?
Yeah. Very
Michael McGillicuddy.
Why? But why?
Jet McGillicuddy.
Jet McGillicuddy.
That's a good one. Guys, you could feel free to take that name if you want to start wrestling on the indies.
Yeah. And his middle name is Curtis, so there you go. All right.
You had Raquel Gonzalez beating Dakota Kai via disqualification. Toxic Attraction attack Gonzalez. Io Shirai and Cora Jade made the save. Huge setup for War Games.
Huge setup for
War Games. I think Io Shirai yelled out War Games at the end.
Monday Night Raw, 1.58 million viewers.
Mm.
The whole show was setting up the feuds for Survivor Series, pretty much. That was the entire thing. SmackDown did 2.1 million. The highlight was Roman crowning himself king. So a lot of interesting stuff now going into Survivor Series. I can tell you that this was not the original concept for Survivor Series.
Okay.
Okay, months ago.
Okay.
A lot of stuff changed.
Sure.
Obviously, the NXT stuff played a factor in this. The releases, the last set of releases played a huge part in this. This was not the original story of this pay-per-view. You also have to remember, this is the 25th anniversary of The Rock, right?
Yes.
You're also in Brooklyn.
Yes.
This isn't some middle-of-the-town city that you're running Survivor Series in. You're in a major market. New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston, LA, you know, major cities for WWE to be in for a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What we've gotten is just the basics pay-per-view.
Listen, isn't that the trend with WWE?
Well,
just the basics.
You know, I talk to them regularly over there.
Yeah, I know.
And they're not stupid.
Right.
Like, they're not, like, I think people have this idea that they're blinded by the fact that they're WWE and they don't recognize some of this. I could tell you, they know when things aren't good, and they know when things are good. They're very much aware of this, but the promotion for this pay-per-view has been fascinating. Roman Reigns was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and Jimmy Fallon was asked them about the rumors of The Rock on Sunday, okay?
Wow.
That, by the way, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Dwayne.
They brought it up, so they are bringing up The Rock a lot. And The Rock did an interview, and he said, yeah, I beat up Roman Reigns. Right? Like, they've been alluding at this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Says he would love to face him in a match. They don't do this. And Jimmy Fallon's not going to ask him this question without WWE PR.
Right.
You know, like, I think people, these shows are all very set up.
Yes.
You do pre-screenings before, so you sit there with... Literally, you sit there with, like, a producer, and they ask you the questions that he's going to ask.
Yeah.
And they, like, kind of prepare you for everything. You know, to bring up The Rock so many times, why would you do that and leave people disappointed?
Exactly. Exactly.
Unless their whole thing is that this whole freaking Rock thing fell apart, and they're literally telling you The Rock will not be there because they don't want the disappointment of teasing it. That could also be it. But, you know, looking at this card, I mean, there is room for something.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying The Rock's going to show up. I mean, I did say that was the plan. I mean, that was 100% an accurate report. That was the plan. A lot of things change, but let's see what happens now. Because everybody's gotten very quiet about this.
Yeah, but also, you know, give it up for that that neuroscience PR that WWE has, where it's like every 2 seconds, they'll say, Rock, The Rock, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock, The Rock.
And it's like Petlovian... conditioning.
And at the same time, they're telling you he's not going to be there, but they're also saying, what about The Rock? What about The Rock? The Rock, 25 years, The Rock, huh? The Rock, The Rock. And The Rock just got a new movie out.
Yeah.
Red Notice.
And Young Rock got renewed for a second season.
Young Rock, that's a fun show. Yeah. Young Rock got renewed. And also, this dude said he wants to play James Bond, which I disagree with, by the way.
Dwayne playing James Bond?
I completely disagree with that.
That would be really weird,
It would be nuts. He'd be like... You know, like those Schwarzenegger movies where you see him and he's like a handyman or like he's like a construction worker and like he's 25 feet tall.
he's such an unbasic man to do a basic job for Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
But I mean, being a secret spy for Dwayne.
Same thing with The Rock.
He just stands out. Like, how do you hide?
True Lies worked for Schwarzenegger.
True Lies did work for him.
Right.
That Jamie Lee Curtis dance is so awkward.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
It makes me so uncomfortable. I was like, why is somebody's mom in a thong dancing?
Now that's the day-to-day of your life right now.
That is the day-to-day of my life right now.
But The Rock and James Bond does not work, man. This guy cannot fit in anywhere.
You know what I want The Rock to be?
And he would probably make it a tequila drink instead of a
a
martini.
Yeah, that would be the product placement there. You know what I want to see him as? A Terminator.
Yes.
Remake the Terminator as Dwayne as Terminator.
Dwayne the Terminator Johnson?
Yeah, but he has to do the Arnold accent.
Oh, that'd be great.
The whole time.
Or Eraser. Remake Eraser with Dwayne Johnson.
I love that. Very cool. So, listen, we're going to find out Sunday, but there's a couple things here that they've been doing. Let's go down this card really quickly. I'm not sure if we're doing a watch along because it's my wife's birthday weekend. I don't know if I'm going to have family over. Do you mind if I tell you on Saturday?
You know what? Like, I'm also leaning towards no just because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, before.
What do you mean?
Survivor Series this Sunday.
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I thought it was next weekend.
No. This Sunday.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little weird. All right.
See? Nobody knew.
We'll figure
and
that
that's
out.
That's a problem.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match. Mm. Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory. I don't know. I think they're going to dump him out.
I think so.
Yeah. Versus Team SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Happy Corbin, and Turnbuckle Dan.
Turnbuckle Dan, baby.
Who do you think is Turnbuckle Dan?
James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth, he's back?
I'm going to shoot for the stars on this one. Braun Strowman.
Oh, you are shooting for the stars on that
return,
one.
Like a weird return.
No, I don't know. We'll find out. 5-on-5. I would love that, though.
Yeah.
Just randomly comes out. He has a whole different look. He's a blonde. He's a blonde babe.
No beard.
Just a blonde babe.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah, I'm into that. 5-on-5 women's Survivor Series elimination. Team Raw's Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina.
Beautiful.
Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natty, and Turnbuckle Danny.
Turnbuckle Dana.
Dana. Turnbuckle Dana.
That's a good 5-on-5.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Very evenly matched. I like that team. I think last year was very one-sided. I forgot what it was. The women's match. And I think we commented, like, why is one side so much stronger than the other? Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch versus SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. Mm. This has gotten into the carniest of carny stories.
Oh, for sure.
All right. So now let's talk about this.
Let's do it.
The story is that they've had problems for a couple of years now, right? And that the story came out that Charlotte has isolated herself in that locker room from all the other women. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally enough, the couple days prior, the story was that Charlotte was so upset that she didn't drop the title to Bianca Belair. Charlotte had wanted to drop the title.
Uh-huh.
So listen, I'm not saying WWE contacts people to tell these stories. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that that's the case here.
Right.
You know, that is how most television brands operate.
Right.
Most sporting companies operate. That the PR, there's people within PR and they talk about stories. I'm not saying that's what they did. But if that is not what they did, this is the most organically natural story that they've been able to tell.
Yes.
Like, and it's like unbelievable how things fell into place here for this match and the timing.
Absolutely. This, that reminds me of the whole pre-Ronda Rousey where Nia Jax called her out on the red carpet and people didn't know if it was real or not.
Okay. Or when Becky Lynch got punched and broke her nose or whatever happened to her nose. She got the bloody nose.
That's a happy accident.
But it was, you know, they kind of turned it into a shoot and it was a work. And that was the beginning of Becky, you know? Yeah. So they do this title swap. That segment goes absolutely bonkers because Charlotte doesn't want to freaking do it because she recognized how stupid it is, which it is stupid, that title exchange. It goes haywire. They throw the belts at each other. You know what? It made people think, right? So I asked WWE. The answer to me was very simple. It was, hey, people are talking about it, aren't they? And that got that turned the light bulb on in my head.
Yeah.
That's been very dimly lit. Okay, it just all of a sudden came on and I go, that's a very interesting answer. I turned into Bob, Brutal Bob. And now that they're feuding and they're having this match, you know, if you believe that these two individuals hate each other that much, this match would not be happening, right?
But that's great for the fans.
It's great for the fans. Now Ric Flair's involved. Talking, you know, crap about Becky. Becky talks about Rick, talking about he's this sad little man, the sad, pathetic legend that made bad decisions in his life, and that's why he's in the position he's in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's quite a hurtful thing to say about him.
About the 16-time...
About the 16-time world champion. You know, like, and she was very... It wasn't a Becky Lynch promo. She was very, like, humming a little bit in that interview.
Okay.
You know, whatever it is, it's got me interested in this match.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, this is the only match I'm really invested in right now.
You're not invested in WWE champion Big E versus Universal champion Roman Reigns?
I mean, because I know what the end result is. You know what I mean? Like, listen, unless something happens at the end, which is cool, but I'm not saying anything. But I don't know. Like, they haven't really done anything to make me invested in that. It almost feels like it's like, oh, it's a champion versus champion and that's all you get. Like, I don't feel as invested, and I feel that's such a detriment to Big E, because they could have done more with this.
Yeah. Do you think they're ever going to go back to the well with the Shield stuff with just Roman and Seth?
I feel like we will get a reunion one day of all three.
The three guys.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to do a replacement, like a swap?
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past WWE.
I wouldn't either. Raw Tag Team Championship, RK Bros versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And United States Champion Damian Priest versus Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm actually interested in this.
Same here. I'm very much looking forward to that.
But where the hell has Priest been?
Partying, dude.
He's partying in Puerto Rico.
He's partying, man. He's partying hard.
Partying with one of our friends.
Yeah, I know.
Survivor Series, let's talk about this a little bit more. I'm going to give WWE benefit of the doubt here.
Okay.
Right? When the bar is set very low for these shows, they have a blockbuster show. I think this is going to be 100%. A really fun show.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a great show. Like, don't think I'm saying it's not a good show. I'm almost certain it's going to be a very good show.
I'll agree with that. But like we were talking about, zero build.
Zero build.
Zero stakes, right? Isn't that one of the central ideas of Survivor Series?
Brand supremacy, that's the stake.
You have to survive, right? Like, that was like the original Hell in a Cell exclamation, right? Well, what if I get four guys and see you at Survivor Series? You know, now it's like, I'll fight you in Hell in a Cell, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Do you think it's lost its shine?
I don't know. Like, I think they need to... I thought they had their shine. I think the last couple years of Survivor Series has been fantastic. Mm. You got to see matches that you never imagined, right? You got to see a Shinsuke Nakamura in the ring with Triple H.
Yes.
That was a big deal.
100%. Yeah.
Like, the fact that they did something, it's a bizarre... It's a bizarre matchup that... If you're a pure wrestling fan, you never really envisioned you would see a Shinsuke Nakamura and a Triple H in a ring together.
Exactly.
Keith Lee and Roman Reigns. Another really cool moment. That's what made... And they got it. They got it.
Yes.
And the title and the champion versus champion thing. They got it. And... But you have to sell it as it meaning something.
Right. Well, I think we're talking about this as a whole.
As a whole, yeah.
Not this year specifically, but as a whole... You know, like, this was supposed to be, like, the fourth mega pay-per-view, right? And for the last couple of years, it really hasn't been sold as this mega pay-per-view. Is that an archaic idea at this point? Is that just not it?
Well, I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that they're no longer a pay-per-view, right? These are network specials. These are Peacock specials, and...
I'll always call it a pay-per-view.
Me too. But you kind of lose a little bit of the luster internally. Yeah. When you don't have to convince people to pay $100 to watch or $60 to buy it, right? When if you know that's at stake and you're taking people's money like that, maybe there's a little bit more effort put in.
Okay.
I would think so.
Well, here's the thing. As far as the taking people's money thing, I think that also is one of the intrinsic reasons why there's no stakes or no build, because that arena is going to be sold out. The merch is going to sell.
I mean, financially, they're going to do fantastic.
Exactly. They always do fantastic. You know, like when we, and again, like when we went to SummerSlam, it was ridiculous how much folks were into the entire show and how much merch people were walking out with in that arena.
Dude, it was for all the people that are saying WWE sucks and it's dead.
No.
Guys, it's nowhere near that, because the people that we are watching, it's two different products at this point.
Yeah.
Right? You are watching something that resembles the wrestling that... And let's talk about us, right? P1s.
Yeah. P1s, baby.
There you go. You're going to fall asleep.
P1s.
We
Is that AJ Styles?
P1. let's talk about us. We are the infatuated fan. We are the super fan of wrestling.
Yeah, sure.
But those aren't the guys that are filling 100,000 people in a building. Mm-hmm. Majority of the people that are going to this don't give a shit about AEW versus WWE.
Yeah,
WWE's wrestling to them. That's what they recognize. That's what they've always recognized. Most of these people are casual fans. You want to cater to the hardcore viewer? You got a million people a week, and that's what's happening with Raw right now. The numbers are dwindling.
Yeah,
but when you go to these live shows, like I'm taking my kids to the Garden for that Garden show in December.
Oh yeah.
My kids are not, I mean, you're talking, I'm taking my kids, I'm taking my wife, say it, Rich.
My wife.
Thank you. My father's going to come, you know, like these are not people that watch Raw. These are people that, you know, this is a cool event to go to with the kids.
You want
to
see a show.
We want to see a show.
Let me get out of the house.
That's how people are going to these shows. Listen, we put out that Rey Mysterio tweet. And
oh my God.
The people that responded, it went viral and to a non-story, and the people that responded were deeply, like, invested in this story.
Yeah.
And to us, it's just whatever. But to someone that's been watching wrestling for 3 years and really doesn't, is not like an archivist or a tape trader, these are all new things. And you don't know better that this has been done, or you don't know that. It's a different way of viewing wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's what that SummerSlam show was. It was a different way of watching wrestling. You are watching sports entertainment. You're watching, it's a Cirque du Soleil. It's a play. It's Broadway.
Yeah.
It's the circus. While going to an AEW show, you're going to a wrestling show.
It's more of a very well put together rock concert.
Yeah. And WWE is a total full on stage production.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? Like, how many belt guys did we see at SummerSlam?
Tremendous.
Taking the plane.
There were people with belts on.
With the belt. And, you know, as long as, like, I just want to touch on that real quick, where you were like, people are always saying, like, WWE is dead. No way, no how. Like, if people are still dropping $200 for meet and greets and the line is around the block,
yeah,
they're not doing anything wrong.
No, not at all. No. Listen, they're doing a lot wrong, but they're doing it wrong for us.
As like the type of wrestling fans that we are, yeah. You know, like,
listen, I still enjoy it and I watch it every week. Like, exactly. I'm able to recognize the things that I don't like, but I'm also able to recognize what's positive that they do.
Yeah.
And we talk about this every week. Like, I'm not one sided with any of this. So that was what it was. Do we have any news that I'm missing here? Any topics before we go into our Q&A? We got about 20 minutes for the Q&A or 15 minutes for the Q&A, and I got to get the hell out of here.
He's got to get the H out.
I got to get the H out.
Get the H out.
All right. Listen, guys, do us a favor. If you're watching on the F4W feed, do us a favor. Subscribe to our YouTube. We're almost at 6,000 subscribers. YouTube.com/MattMenPodcast. You can also subscribe wherever podcasts are available. Download your favorite podcasting app. Open up your favorite podcasting app and subscribe to us. We're everywhere. Video, audio, everything that we're doing. Also, we're on Wrestling Observer Live. I'm on Wrestling Observer Live. We're on Wrestling Observer, the website. A lot of cool stuff coming. And by the way, I'm doing some more stuff coming up.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. And if we don't do a watch along, watch Joel Pearl's watch along on Fightful.
But just curse him out the whole time.
Just and tell him that he's canceled constantly.
Oh, 100%.
Good friend of the show.
Yeah, Joel's great. And also, if you want to support us, it would be great. You can check us out on patreon.com/mattmenpodcast.
I hear he's a wonderful lover.
We got the jury's out on that.
No,
I've heard otherwise.
Oh.
He's not a very generous lover.
Oh, he's selfish. It's all about him.
Patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. You can support us there. We have tons of tiers and tons of fun stuff on there. We're working on a ton of new stuff for you guys, too.
All right, Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. We'll do our best to answer them as fast as we can. We got about 10 to 12 minutes here. So let's fire up some of these questions.
We got a super chat from John Gorman, $5. Thank you, John Gorman. Watching Full Gear to Raw/NXT just shows how different AEW and WWE are.
Hold on. Are you pushing them on the screen?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that.
Hang on 1 second.
There we go.
That messed me up a little
bit,
by the way.
I'm so
it's
sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's do it one more time.
There we go. Let's do it.
One more time.
Yeah.
Super chat from John Gorman, $5. Thank you, John. Watching Full Gear to Raw NXT just shows how different AEW and WWE are. Not to sound like a giant AEW mark, but the differences are so obvious.
No, absolutely right. And guess what? I had the same reaction, but with the New Japan show. I watched Full Gear again on Sunday morning because I had to do the show on Sunday night. And I tried to watch the New Japan show afterwards and I couldn't. I had some difficulty watching it. So I had to like pause and watch it on Monday. And I enjoyed it a lot more. I really think that, you know, when you have a blockbuster show like that, where the matches were fantastic, it's difficult to watch a regular television product.
Yeah, straight up. I want to ask everybody, too. This is just like a personal thing. Is it weird seeing your little face on the screen now when you have your head as your
avatar?
I think
everybody loves it.
We got another one right here from Bob Hazelwood, friend of the show. $5. Do Andrew's eyebrows have a separate contract with the Wrestling Observer Online?
You know, Dave threatened me. And he said that if I don't hit the numbers that we're supposed to hit, he's total business. He goes, you lose your eyebrows, man.
Shaving them off.
He knows that's where the money is.
All right. We got another super chat here from our friend Chris Farrell, $5. They have stated the pillars in the men's division. This is for AEW. Who are the pillars in the women's division?
By the way, Chris is a great guy. I've known him for like 10 years.
Yeah, good guy.
Longtime viewer of the show and What the Tech fan.
Good insight too.
Very good insight. That's a great question. Definitely Britt Baker, Ty Conti, Ruby.
You think Ruby?
I think Ruby will be a piece. They've been a little slower with the women's division, but also they didn't really have the top recognizable talent. You know, Britt Baker was unknown. to most. And she really prospered in AEW because they were able to kind of craft her and give her this push where she felt comfortable doing. I think they just need more talent like that. And we're seeing it with Ty Conti.
I'm going to go Britt Baker.
Okay.
Ty Conti.
Uh-huh.
Hikaru Shida.
Okay.
And the fourth is going to hover between Serena Deeb, Thunder Rosa.
Oh, Thunder Rosa. That's, yeah.
And I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm going to say Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill is going to be a pillar. And Anna Jay.
And Red Velvet.
Red Velvet. Too. Yeah, their divisions. Yeah. It's heating up. It's getting better, which I'm happy about. Great question, Chris.
We got another super chat here. It's not going to come up on the screen, though.
Okay.
Brandon Charles Powell. Hey, guys. Love the work you do. Keep it up. Do you think Britt drops the title to Thunder Rosa at the next pay-per-view?
A Revolution? Or are we talking at...
The January
battle. So, little insight on Battle of the Belts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-hour show as of right now. And I'm very surprised by that. Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to fit a one-hour show with your... I guess you can, right? Three title. How many title defenses? One, two, three, four titles?
Mm-hmm.
Right? TBS title, TNT title, world title, tag title. You could do four... I mean, you could, but it'll be a really tight show. I would hope that they're going to add another hour to that. I never heard 1 hour. I think Dave reported the 1 hour.
Yeah.
I saw some other people say 1 hour show, but you know, you could do it there or you could do it at Revolution. I think Revolution would be a big thing for them to do.
I'll agree with that. Yeah. Let's see. We got one. This is going to pop up from our friend, Kenzie Abbott. Favorite non-wrestling moment this year.
Non-wrestling moment. Probably Danielson or Punk going to AEW.
The debuts. I'll agree with the debuts. I think Punk's debut and also the, I really love the MJF Jericho song and dance number, My Shadow and Me.
Oh, you love that?
I loved it.
Fantastic.
I could talk about that. I could do a Geek and Destroy on that.
You should.
I can do 45 minutes on that easily.
You should. Geek and Destroy, a Patreon exclusive for us, by the way. MG Geek does it. Fantastic job.
All right, let's see what we got here. This is another one from our buddy Bob. Where do you think the ROH roster folks end up? Who goes to Impact? Who goes to AEW? Who goes to MLW or other?
I think it's going to be a mixed match. We see Jay Lethal going to AEW. I think a lot of them want to go to AEW, but like the Briscoes, mm-hmm. I would imagine they're going to end up there. Sean Ross Sapp, a friend, reported that they were backstage. I think the Briscoes would fit in great over there. They would add another level for sure.
All right, I thought there was going to be a slight invasion last night. Maybe I got my hopes up.
Listen, pace it. What if they show up next week? You know, like now there's like different elements to this. I think the Briscoes. You know, this is something that we keep talking about. Somebody asked me on Observer Live, mm-hmm. who are the guys that you want to see from that WWE, you know, the last release. I said, well, Keith Lee, 100%, right? I would say Keith Lee first, Karrion Kross second, and then wherever, like, I feel like those two would fit in organically. I think for Bray, I think for Wyndham, he's going to be introduced with some sort of story, right? He's not just going to show up and challenge for a TBS title, or TNT title, I should say.
Okay.
I think a Keith Lee could be a great, like, what if Keith Lee comes in and demolishes Sammy and he becomes a TNT champion?
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that as a heel.
Yeah.
Or Karrion Kross as a heel doing it.
Yeah.
You know, again, there's so many different levels as to their release and why they're released and how they got released. So I think those would be the big ones, but I definitely think the Briscoes would fit in great if they showed up at the tag division. Another level.
I keep saying it. Brody King, even Punk mentioned it this week. That he wants Brody King on the roster.
Great, yeah.
I would love that.
Great pick.
We got another one right here. This is a $6.99 from RJ Trumbly. Since you mentioned What the Tech, any updates on it returning?
So it really has to do with my schedule. It sucks, but I don't have the days. And I think after, you know, I'm hoping that that changes a little bit. Mm. You know, we're in the busy season. I thought that we would be fully staffed. I would have my staff back. I haven't brought any staff back. So I'm like a one-man show that's hiring, you know, independent contractors to do everything for me at this point. So as soon as I can. I want to bring it back because I absolutely love doing the show.
This is one from our buddy pal Derek. Huge Matt Riddle fan.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever tape trade from Memphis Wrestling back in the day? Ever see Lawler get hit by a car? I remember seeing that live on TV. So it was crazy.
Did you ever get the Memphis stuff?
I did not. I was more interested in the Japanese stuff.
Okay. Me too. 100%. Yeah. I first started with my first tape. It was like an FMW tape. That's how I got into it. And then I went down the rabbit hole. But I did, however, see that wacky Vince McMahon stuff from 93 in Memphis. I did see that. I had my cousin was a tape trader and he brought that over and I couldn't believe that the WWE announcer was like this heinous man.
Right.
You know,
because
you never saw Vince in that. And I'm like, oh, it's Vince McMahon. And Macho Man was a heel. Uh-huh. Tatanka was a heel. And I remember he had a couple of those episodes and I thought, why are these guys in a warehouse?
Yeah.
You know, that was one thing that I thought. But what was your first tape? Do you remember?
Oh, my first, it was definitely a Coliseum home video. When I was
Deep
a
Throat.
Kid.
Deep Throat?
Yeah, it was...
Debbie Does Dallas.
It was Debbie Does Dallas. Yeah. It was all the classics.
Yeah, all the classics.
The John Holmes stuff. Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are you talking about cream fries again? Let's get to another question.
Yeah.
This is from Twitter. This is from our buddy Matt. Let's see. Any news on where the next AEW pay-per-view is?
Yes, I knew this, and I don't remember.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm so sorry, Matt. Somebody had told me this. I cannot remember who. Let me think about it. give me a day. I'll find an email with it somewhere.
This is from Joe. Do you think Kevin Steen will be in AEW come next year?
I don't know, man. You know, he's making good money. He's always in a a upper mid card or main event position.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to see him in AEW. I think, you know, he's such a talented guy and he's another one. His style would fit. But, you know, you have there's so much great talent out there. Who's going to pop those numbers a little bit more? I think that's what AEW is kind of in the position of right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that. You know, right now, because of the West Coast feed being live at 5 p.m., mm-hmm. their numbers have dropped a little bit. They're in the 900s. We'll see. I don't know. Is he a needle mover? I don't know.
I think for the fans, guys like us and the guys who watch our show. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I'm excited for Bobby Fish on TV. That doesn't mean that anybody else is. Yeah. I mean, and no knock at Bobby Fish. I think he's fantastic and I love seeing him wrestle.
Exactly.
And I think our audience, I think everybody that watches this is excited to see Bobby Fish wrestle.
Exactly.
That we're getting that Undisputed Era tag team, you know?
It was fun the way
they turn on him. Maybe they turn on him.
It was fun the way Adam Cole cut him off too. Because he was about to do the thing.
Yeah.
The hand sign. Let's see here. Well, this is from Mexican Pissed Head. Would you say Brian was a heel all along since joining AEW?
He's always been, he's been aggressive. I think he's just been a dick and I love it. You know?
That's an interesting insight. Here's another $1.99 from Chris Farrell from the Super Chat here. Will Tony Elite hire Danhausen?
I think Danhausen was going to get hired. I think Danhausen's future was very, very, immediate future was very bright before the injury.
I think so, too. I also think that if they did that TNT tournament thing,
he would have showed up.
He would have showed up. But now I feel like that they're putting a lot of seriousness on that TNT title.
I love that Danhausen gimmick. I'm so into it. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid.
MG Geek, our producer extraordinaire, this is from Twitch. Via Radio Oddity, any news where Bandido might end up?
That's a great question. I don't know, but where do you think he... I know WWE really wanted him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think a lot of those dudes, Rush and Bandido, I think they got the Iggy from Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they're a little bit less into it.
Let's take one more question and then we'll get you out of here.
You know, can I tell you what the funniest thing ever was?
Sure.
When Del Rio called Triple H a big nose effer.
Yes.
Why?
Spiteful.
And dude, you know what? Fall from grace, huh? That
For
guy,
real, yeah.
You know, he could have been a pillar somewhere.
He definitely could have.
Great body, great look, decent wrestler.
Yeah. Good promo.
I never liked his ankles.
No?
Don't like his ankles.
No, you were like, get rid of these ankles.
Get rid of these ankles.
I think he'll forever be known as Alberto Del Gelo.
any more questions?
Let's do one more. Okay. This is a big one. This is from the Stoner Vet. And I almost lost it. Rich and Andrew, what is your dream Survivor Series team and why would Enzo be your captain?
Okay,
hashtag so ask Matt Men.
Jonathan asked us this question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that Stoner Vet is also asking it. I have a dream team. You tell me yours.
Cactus Jack.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Guerrero. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Red and Yellow Hogan. Rounded out by the Macho Man.
Okay. Do you remember what mine was?
Ahmed Johnson.
Dude, I loved Ahmed Johnson.
I think yours, you said this to me the other day, I think yours was Hollywood Hogan,
yeah.
Stunning Steve.
No, I had to take Austin out.
Goldberg. Remember? No, you had Stunning Steve.
Okay, Goldberg.
Ahmed Johnson.
Where is that freaking list? Come on, guys. Where is the dream team that I had?
Yeah, where's the graphic that?
Yeah, where the hell's the graphic?
Where's the graphic that we made for this?
You know, I have a picture of Jonathan and his girlfriend's ass on my messages, but yeah. I don't have that.
Yeah. We need this graphic right now. You know where the graphic is?
They mooned me. Can I tell you that?
Who mooned you?
Jonathan and his girlfriend.
What, from a picture from 20 years ago?
Or a female friend. All they right. sent me a moon photo.
There's two, you guys,
Jonathan was wide open. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Here it is. I got it. My team was, yours was Eddie,
mm-hmm.
Eddie, Macho, Hogan, regular Hogan,
Red
Cactus,
yellow,
yeah. and Austin.
Yes.
Okay? Mine, you ready for this?
Go.
Bret Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg.
Yes.
Hollywood Hogan.
Yes.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Weird team.
And Sandman.
Most of the people on that on your team make me very uncomfortable.
Which one? Is it the fact that
it's Superstar Billy Graham with Sandman Hogan? And Goldberg?
What a team.
Ugh.
What a fantastic team.
I'd walk right out of that room. Like if I walked into a room and I saw those three dudes hanging out, I'd just walk right back out.
But Hangman. Hack, mm-hmm. Sandman is in there because somebody got injured.
Okay.
That's the only reason why.
He was Turnbuckle Dan. Hack.
Can you imagine? Crowd pops, he comes out with a Kendall stick, Bill mm-hmm. Goldberg starts chewing on it.
He's one of the biggest people I've ever seen.
And I envision the entire match to just be an ego-filled match where Sandman's the only one that's like wanting to win. Everybody else is just giving a shit about what they're getting in. So they're just bickering on the apron and it turns into a pose-off between Goldberg, Hogan, and Superstar.
Oh, boy.
Like they're ignoring the match. Bret Hart's getting his ass kicked. Sandman is being demolished by, you know, whoever the other team is. And it's like Hogan's like, my biceps are bigger, brother. And they're just feuding over biceps.
My Hogan is peak biceps Hogan. So he's got 75-inch pythons. He's bigger than the waist of like a 6'4 person.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine having, what was it, 24-inch pythons?
24-inch pythons.
Jeez. It's big. That's
the
like
biggest pythons of them all.
The biggest pythons of them all.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Time to wrap it? Guys, yeah. I got to run to the train. I got a quick day at work. I got to take Jess out for her birthday.
Who is that again?
My wife.
There you go.
I got to take her out for her birthday today, so I'm going to have a quick in and out of the Manhattan. We may be doing a watch along. I don't know, man. Not against WWE or anything.
Yeah.
I got a birthday going on, so I don't know. So I'm going to try my best to put this together. If we do, we do. If we don't, watch the Fightful page because I think I'm going to call in.
Yeah, let's all call in.
Yeah, we should all call in.
Let's me and you call in on one line. Like
three-way?
Old school three-way
call.
Yeah.
Like a party line. So we're going to do that. Guys, do me a favor, man. Hit the subscribe button on the Matt Men podcast on YouTube. Love you guys, each and every one of you. The Twitch guys have been fantastic. The F4W guys have been fantastic to us. I'm back this Sunday, Wrestling Observer Live. I believe, actually, Brian's back this Sunday.
Oh,
not
right
me.
On. Cool.
It's Brian's day on. Brian's going to be back, Wrestling Observer Live, 1 hour show. Maybe I'll join him on a phone call. Maybe I'll do a quick thing with him.
You're calling everybody.
I'm calling everybody, man. I'm picking up the phone call and wait till you know who I have a meeting with. All right.
Got it.
So there's a lot going on the next couple of days for me.
Yeah.
Little inside baseball that I always like to throw at you guys and make you speculate. Rich, where can people find you?
You can find me at BTC Rich on Twitter.
And you can find me at Andrew Zarian, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. Big shout out to our team. The most underappreciated guys in all of podcasting. MG Geek, Matt does all of our Patreon stuff, curates the notes, curates everything. Love him. Jonathan with all our graphics, all our social media is run by Jonathan. And of course, Suncast, the guy that runs the entire operation here when it comes to production, in my basement. He's been held captive for 12 years. And he's working for nothing, for peanuts. Listen,
sunlight.
He's a good boy.
He's working for sunlight.
He works for sunlight. Suncast works for sunlight. And that's it, guys. Love all of you. Be strong and God bless.
Later.
Take care, America.